thousands lining up for food, medicine, and fuel, the government cautioning against panic buying. Other stores turning their lights off to conserve energy. In Niigata, Japan, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Now, Japan's stock market fell again overnight. The Nikkei down about 1.5% after two nosedives and a rebound earlier in the week. Then there's Wall Street. We're seeing futures on the rise after yesterday's big sell-off. Another sing-off on American Idol. Whittling 12 down to 11.
We got a hot competition, baby!
Judge Randy Jackson after Jacob Lusk steps out of his comfort zone for this 1987 song. Right. Contestants sing tunes from the year they were born. Casey Abrams takes a risk on a Nirvana tune from 1991.
To be crazy and talented and have it all together at the same time, that's the goop the great stuff is made from.
The singer with the least viewer votes could be sent home. Proceeds from this week's songs sold on iTunes go to Japan Relief. Sharon Katchen, Fox News Radio.
Lady Gaga is getting a musical makeover in Malaysia. Radio stations there are playing edited versions of that song, Born This Way, taking out lyrics, encouraging public acceptance of gays, because the Malaysian government forbids potentially offensive content. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
1110 KPND, depend on us.
Yay! It's like, where are you? That was funny. It was like, I see your lips moving and I hear no sound. I was like, I bet a lot of people wish that happened to me. I love Irish food. Sounds good. The husband of the missing Bend woman has been found deceased in his home. Captain Jim Porter with Bend Police say officers responded around 9 a.m. yesterday morning.
Officers responded to the address on Talos Court to the report of a deceased male. Upon arriving, they determined the male had a gunshot wound. At that point, the residence was sealed down. Detectives responded, and in conjunction with the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office, a order was obtained to search the residence and process the evidence. The Oregon State Police Crime Lab agreed to assist us with that, and they're presently processing the house and surrounding the areas around the house with the assistance of detectives from the Bend Police Department.
And also, we will keep you updated on that story. Captain Porter says a search for Sandra Meyer may continue tomorrow. All of the agencies working on this will meet in the morning to determine their next step. City of Bend getting a taste of what tightening the federal financial belt feels like. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has this story.
Bend City Councilor Jim Clinton had applied for federal earmark dollars to help pay for an applied research center. Earmarks have fallen to the federal budget acts. Clinton says this research center could be key to local economic development.
We're trying to generate high-wage jobs, and these jobs have large job multipliers. So if you can get a company that pays its people like $80,000 and it's outside money, then that generates a lot of additional jobs in the economy.
He says such a center could share research between companies, which is something that typically does not happen in private industry. Clinton says he hopes the city will continue to be a partner and look for other local partners who see the vision. Clinton says this project is something the local area will have to push and not look for help from either the state or the federal government. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's another historic down day on the U.S. stock market. The Dow closed yesterday at 242 points. KBEN's Lori Robb talked to local financial advisor Troy Reinhardt about yesterday's market action.
Is it just Japan, or is it the other things going on in the Middle East as well?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think Japan was sort of the cherry on the top of the sundae, but we still have Libya. Omar Gaddafi is still laying lots of bloodshed in his country, and that raises uncertainty, and we have things in Bahrain, and the Middle East causes lots of fear to people just because of all the wars that have been fought there really in the last 75 years. So I think it's everything added together has just become a lot on what was a frothy market anyway.
Stocks opened lower, then dropped sharply mid-morning after trading. The European Union's energy chief was quoted as saying that Japan's nuclear crisis could get worse. We are on the verge of knowing how many middle school students in Bend will be affected by new school boundaries. To head off more overcrowding at Cascade Middle School, some students will be rerouted. The advisory committee is about ready to hand over its recommendation to the superintendent. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
The Bend Lapine School District is hearing from hundreds of parents, many concerned that their child won't be able to attend Cascade Middle School because of the overcrowding. The district has been holding community meetings at neighborhood elementary schools to explain the problem and discuss possible solutions. John Rexford is the deputy superintendent for Bend Lapine Schools, and he's facilitating the boundary committee process.
Well, we've heard a variety of issues regarding the changes that we're proposing. Many of them are related to logistics, you know, transportation, connections to the community, maybe even siblings attending schools on the west side. Some of those real nuts and bolts things. Of course, there's also some concerns about the changes in location in terms of the student makeup. And so we've heard about concerns that, you know, hauling kids all the way across town into different neighborhoods, that sort of thing.
Rexford says they would also consider restarting the TAG program at Pilot Butte if it makes sense to do that. In Bend, Lori Robb, 1110 KBND Radio News.
That is a look at your news. Donna James, you can depend on us. News Talk 1110 KBND.
There will be a lot of cloud cover on this St. Patrick's Day with the potential for some snow winding down the morning, and then snow will mix with rainy at times.